Thank you, Elia. Thank you, Bensi. Okay, let's begin. There are two, I don't even want to say points, because it's much deeper than points. There are two deep something that I want to share. The first one's a little bit easier to say that I want to share it in a certain way. It's a chiddush that I just had as I was learning with Avram. I had this thought before with Avram Rothman. Look forward to, and sometimes when something is new, so for myself at least, expressing it publicly and sharing it, I get a little bit anxious or nervous just because I don't have the point as clear. It's not like I've said it, right? If I say dead fish go with the flow, which we're going to talk a little bit about, but how many times have I said dead fish go with the flow? I've said it many, many times. So I don't get so nervous when I say things that I've said many, many times, when it's a new nuance. So I hope I'll be able to express it and share what's in my heart, which is connected to my heart. The pshat is actually connected to the heart. That's number one. The second thing, which is really a something bigger, believe it or not, is the fact that there's someone here who's mamish. Beyond a friend, not even to say mamish, a brother, deeper than a brother, as deep as a brother can be, his family, his father, his grandfather, lahavdil mechaim lechaim, he's Rabbi Freifeld, Shar Yashiv, Yitzi Halpern. It's fine, Yitzi. I got the mic, Yitzi. Sorry. Okay, you're enjoying that. Okay, good. We'll give you some more. And David, his son, David Aryeh, is here. And I want to say that this is why this is pretty deep. The second thing is that you know, we have a picture of the Chavetz Chaim on the wall, not because it's cute to have a picture of the Chavetz Chaim. And I say this all the time to everybody here, is that I try, Yitzi, you'll like this, I think. I don't like talking the truth, saying the truth. Everybody says the truth, my truth, his truth. I try and say things that are true. There's a big difference between the two. The tzaddikim, our rebbeim, are deeper in our journey than we think they are. Sometimes we think like a rebbe. We actually spoke about it yesterday, that a rebbe can take place of a psychologically, right? We were speaking about, okay, it was No Mic Monday, so I'm not going to give it all away. But we spoke yesterday, one of the things we spoke about is transference. In psychology, right, there's something called transference. Transference means, on a simple level, that if you had a difficult relationship with your father, or you had a difficult relationship with a male, usually it's your primary caregiver, your father. So all males and older males will transfer into that person. So suddenly, if you have older brothers or you were traumatized by somebody as an older sibling, without getting into the depth of the psychology of it, so it could be hard for you to form relationships. A lot of times you'll look for a Rebbe who's actually just like your father, or you'll look for a Rebbe who's actually the opposite of your father. Again, it all depends, you know, that's for a more of a No Mic Monday shiur and a conversation, you know, about our attraction to those things that we are familiar with, and sometimes our attraction, opposites attract. So that's not for now. But what's the point? Sometimes when we're in yeshiva, you come to yeshiva for a year, you come to yeshiva for 2 years, you have a relationship with a Rebbe. So sometimes it could be psychologically whatever it might be. It's also much deeper than that many times. And it's a neshama thing. It's a neshama. Ein adam loymed ella ma shalibay chafetz. What does that mean? A person doesn't learn except for what he wants to learn. And I love telling this to people. I love telling people, learn what you want to learn. And I say, oh, but I don't want to learn. Oh, you said learn, but I don't want to learn that mesechta. I don't know. I didn't even say you have to learn Gemara. Who says that I said you have to learn Gemara? For some people, it's good not for them not to learn Gemara. And they need to learn maybe a little bit more chassidus, or they need to learn a little bit more musar. For some people, it's good. I don't have to tell everybody here. Ein adam loymed ella ma shalibay chafetz. And there's stories. I don't need to prove it with stories. It's a chazal. Ein adam loymed ella ma shalibay chafetz. What you want to learn. There are so many beautiful things to learn. Chazal also say something. Ready for this one? Ein adam loymed ella. Ready for this one? Mimi shalibay chafetz. Ooh. They don't talk about that one so much. Mimi shalibay chafetz. Learn from who you feel connected to and from who you want to learn from. No. You have to go to that class. No. You have to stay with that Rebbe for a whole entire year. And I'm not, you guys know me. Everyone knows me. I'm not a basher of systems or anybody else. I try and mind my own business. My business, I got enough to do in my own business that I got to start worrying about other people's business. When I finish taking care of my business, then maybe I'll start being able to deal with everybody else's business. But one thing we do know is that a year is a long time. And a lot of times you could stay in a shir, you could stay in a class, you could be taught by somebody over and over every day. Talk about PTSD, talk about post-trauma stress disorder. Talk about complex trauma. You guys, right? Good. We're talking. See what happens when we have so many No Mic Mondays, No Mic Wednesdays. So even the regular mics start becoming a little bit more, we have to share, right? You guys know the difference between complex trauma and regular trauma. So complex trauma, the classic complex trauma is consistent. It's consistent. Trauma, the classic trauma is what? The guy got whacked over the head once with the baseball bat. That's traumatic. Complex trauma is you sat in class with a Rebbe who didn't like you or a teacher who didn't like you day after day after day after day for a full year, learning something you didn't want and learning from someone who you didn't want to learn from. What does this have to do with Yitzi Halpern and his family? Because Baruch Hashem, I was blessed. I was blessed at a very deep stage of my life, in a very deep stage of my life, to learn mimi shalibay chafetz and ma mima and ma shalibay chafetz. That changed my life. It changed my trajectory. It actually changed my future, my wife, my family, my whole marriage, till today was shifted by a Rebbe, by his father, by Rabbi Halpern, by his family, by Rabbi Freifeld, by his entire family. Was shifted. And part of that was, and this is why it's so deep what I'm telling you, be true enough to yourself, which we're going to learn about. Be true enough to yourself. Now, I can't take the credit to say, oh, Yoni, I was so true to myself. But it definitely smelt right, it tasted right, it felt right. And when you tune into yourself, when you tune in to yourself, when a person has the courage, and when a person has the inner, I guess it's courage. I guess that must be what it is. I don't know if I gave Daniel Pinsky the proper welcome. But if you chazer over what I just said the last minute or two or three, my first conversation, be'ezus Hashem of many, and what was very humbling, how old are you, Daniel? How old? 19 years old. To come to yeshiva and to say, I'm coming because I want to be true to myself. I want to be true to myself, and this smells right. There's something here is attractive to me. You know, Judaism, Yiddishkeit, Judaism sometimes doesn't feel right for some people. You know what my response to that is? It's probably not Yiddishkeit. Now someone's going to say, whoa, one second. How could you say that? Because I know for me, and I'm sharing this with a lot of people here, is that I know that Hashem wants things to feel right. And He wants you to feel good, and He wants you to feel connected, and He wants you to love Shabbos, and He wants you to love His world, and He wants you to love His Torah, and He wants you to love Yiddishkeit. He wants you to love, right? Even though we spoke the other day about that Yiddishkeit is not a religion. It's not a religion. Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, it's not a religion. It's a relationship with Hashem. And if a relationship doesn't feel right, how do people get into toxic relationships? Because they force it. If it doesn't feel right, trust yourself. It probably means there is something not right. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't work on ourselves. Doesn't mean there aren't things. See, Yitzi, see what happens? You come, I didn't even start. This is all an intro, Yitzi. This is all an intro. Because this is the whole spiel, as they say. Because this is what it's all about. This is what this yeshiva is about. You know why that's what this yeshiva is about? Because this yeshiva is not something people ask. Oh, this yeshiva, so what are you doing? You're doing something new, Moshav Matisyo, Waterbury, all these things. I say, we're not doing anything new. We're actually doing something very old. It's called Judaism. It's called God. It's not something new. The Chavetz Chaim, to Chavetz Chaim, to love another Jew is not a new nuanced thing. Oh, great. Oh, we don't judge people. We love people. Oh, 2026. But the old school, is Chavetz Chaim old school? I think he's pretty old school. And to love more. To connect more. And if it don't feel right, trust yourself. And here's my segue to the pshat that hit me. This is so crazy. I don't know how it's going to fit, but it's going to fit because it's Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah. It's crazy because I didn't even prepare this, Yitzi. Reb Yitzi. I know you like that, Yitzi, when I say Reb Yitzi. Way back, Yitzi, what was it? A toaster oven with the grilled cheese. Tomato. I learned with Yitzi. How old were you then, Yitzi? 14, 15 years old?
First time I ever learned.
So that we didn't prepare this. Okay, let me hear. I want to hear. Oh, now I remember. So, perfect. We didn't set. This was not a setup. Give him the mic. He must have the mic for this. Give him the mic. There's no mic.
No mic.
That what happened?
You were 20 years old.
Yeah.
And you were just married. I was 17, and you were learning in the summer. It was the first time I ever learned the day, and then we finished with a set. That was the first time I ever believed in myself. That's pretty raw.
What happened was, that was a great grilled cheese. Come on, that's what I thought you were going. I thought you were going. What was the recipe we had?
What's the English muffin? Thomas English muffin.
Right.
Margarine.
Right.
Garlic.
Right.
Thinly sliced tomato. Monster cheese.
And while you wait, the seltzer,
whatever else.
And a schmef to top it off at the end.
For lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, where's Johnny? Did Johnny get that one? Hi, Gavaldik. You know what's funny? Isn't that funny? This is Mamash the Pshat. Let me share what's in my heart. Moshe Rabbeinu, just bear with me. All of the Jewish people get out of Mitzrayim, which is pretty crazy. Only took us three parashias. Get out of Mitzrayim. What are the Jewish people busy with that Hashem says be busy with? Money. Cash. Bring out the cash. Berchush gadol. It's a whole kasha in itself. They had to leave. Part of Makas Choshech, part of the reason for the ninth Makkah, how do you say it in English? Plague. The ninth plague was why? Was in order that we could check out our neighbor's jewelry box so that we can go get the money.
So it was worth it.
That's one of the reasons. Crazy. I don't mean crazy like that, but yeah, it's an incredible chazal. Hashem made it that Makas Choshech so that they were frozen, the Mitzrayim were frozen, so me and you, Avi, we could go to our neighbor, open up the drawer, so that tomorrow night, or whatever, a few weeks later, when we get out of Mitzrayim, we take the jewelry. I don't want to get into that right now, but that's what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says what? What was he doing? What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing when everybody... Oh, so the pasuk says, "Vayikach." It says, "Vayasev Elokim Esam Derech Hamiriam Zuvah Chamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael Meretzrayim." Vayikach Moshe, famous pasuk, famous Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with the bones of Joseph, the bones of Yosef Atzadik. Everybody else, which is ironic, because Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, ends up being from the wealthiest people. We'll talk about that in a second. Cash-wise, Moshe Rabbeinu ends up being very, very wealthy. But instead of him taking the jewelry, which we had to go out beruchush gadol, which means with a lot of property. Moshe Rabbeinu is busy with Yosef HaTzadik, with his coffin, taking out the bones of Yosef. Zok the Gemara, famous Gemara, it's a Mishnah. The Gemara says that what? And this is what I want to talk about. The Gemara says, it's crazy. Tan Rabbanan, Bo Re Kama Chavivis Mitzvahs Al Moshe. Well, look how beautiful Moshe Rabbeinu loved mitzvahs. Why? So the Gemara in Soita Daf Yud Gimel. It says what? Shekol Yisrael Kula Nisasku Babiza. V'hu Nisasek B'mitzvahs. Everybody else is dealing with the cash, with all the money, with all the jewelry. And Moshe Rabbeinu is doing what? He is doing a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. Shenema, here's the pasuk, and I looked this up. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. Let me read with you, learn with you a gra. Chacham leiv. You hear my diak? Why chacham leiv? Why chacham leiv? Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. This is what the gra says, and then I want to talk with everybody. This is what's incredible. This is I don't want to call it an epiphany, but it's something, and I'm sharing it with everybody, and I want feedback because I'm really developing this right now. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. Ready for this? Ironically, the end of the pasuk says ve'evil svasayim yilabed, which means what? Some people talk, and some people walk the walk. Some people walk the walk, and some people just talk and talk and talk. And they don't know how to walk the walk. They talk. He's a big talker. They talk and talk and talk. Amar ma'at vasei arbe. Moshe Rabbeinu had a stuttering problem. Moshe Rabbeinu was aral sfasayim. But he was a man of action. Leadership. Leaders. And it's interesting, because when we were just singing, and Elia was the one who I didn't initiate it. Elia, first of all, yes, thank you. Elia initiated it, and I was thinking I had this pshat, I have to look up this pshat. Because Elia says, I want to sing Ki Karov, what does it say? Beficha ubilvavcha la'asoysay. Peh, who was the peh in the leadership of the Jewish people? Aaron HaKohen. Who was the lave, possibly? Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though Aaron had the chesher in his heart, that's also true. They're intertwined. B'ficha u'bilvavcha la'soysay. Listen to this gra. Listen to this. Zok the gra. What does that mean? Chacham leiv. Afilu klape shmaya mahanya dainu im yoymer lemachar ashkin baboiker. If a person says, tomorrow I'm going to do it. Tomorrow I'm going to get up in the morning. Hu yiyya nichshol. It's not going to work. V'lo yamud. V'zeu achacham leiv yikach mitzvahs taketh. Immediately. K'shebol yada v'ena masha oisam. He does not procrastinate and he takes advantage of what's right in front of him. Now the evil, the fool, mishu evil, ena oisa tekef, but he talks about it. He just talks and talks. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Now I know that's a little bit heavy. I'm not giving anyone musr. And that's not the point of what I want to share with everybody. It's not about musr. We'll learn that. Come tonight for less than 9 minutes, 10 minutes. And we'll learn musr because the Mesil Sharm talks about how to have alacrity and how to be quick and how to do what you want to do. And do what you got to do. And not to just talk the talk, but walk the walk. But I'll tell you what hit me today when I saw this. Thank you, Beschus, my brother, Beschus, my friend, my Chaver Yitzi. I think it's probably Beschusai. Chacham leiv, it says. What does it have to do with the leiv? What does it have to do with my emotions? I thought old school tells us, don't tune into your emotions. Just get to work. What's bothering you? Come on, come on. Move ahead of your emotions. But that's not what the Gra says. That's not what Mishle says. It actually says the one who's tuned in to his emotions is actually not going to procrastinate. The guy, maybe, who's honest with himself and he's true to himself. As it was funny, I was thinking Shlomi Abenson, Rabbi Shlomi Abenson. I don't know if the Chevra from Manchester knows Shlomi, Rabbi Shlomi Abenson. Yitzi, remember him from Yeshiva? Shlomi Abenson. I think he listens to the Shiurim. So big shout out to you, Rabbi Abenson. I remember he told me my first time I was in Uman for Rosh Hashanah, my only time Uman for Rosh Hashanah. I remember standing with, where's Hananya? Okay, there you go, Hananya. I was standing with Hananya. Sorry, everyone, I just love that your name's Hananya. And I love you, Hananya. Hananya's awesome. I was standing with Shlomi outside. I don't remember where I was, and he said we were close from Shayashiv, and he said, I just chop something. If you want something, it's easy. If you want something, it's easy because you want it. We speak about rutzon being ruts, same letters, same thing. You want something, you'll go get it. You want it, you'll go get it. Where does want come from? Comes deep. When you want something, it's easy. I'm not saying it doesn't take steps to get there. I'm not saying if you climb the mountain, you're not going to sweat. Of course you're going to sweat. I'm not saying when you go play ball, it's not, you know, you got to make sure, you know, you have to make sure you're shooting well and you're doing whatever you got to do. It might be that hard, but it's not hard because that's what you want. That's what you want. That's deep down who you are. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs means if you are procrastinating in something, as I said this many times, discipline is remembering what you want. Discipline. People who are disciplined are always remembering what it is, what they want. If I have on my screen to my phone, if I have on my wall that it says, why are you following the crowd when the crowd is lost? So I'll start thinking more, why am I following the crowd if the crowd is lost? When I put all around me and I remember that life is real and the most important relationship is my relationship with my parents, with my siblings, with my children, with my spouse. And that's the most important thing in my life. And we all know that. As the Mesillas Yesharim's whole introduction is just reminding us what I really want. Chacham lev yikach mitzvos. Maybe leadership. Moshe Rabbeinu is the quintessential leader. Moshe Rabbeinu exists in each and every one of us. Maybe leadership. Isn't it funny that maybe leadership has nothing to do with how loud you are and how loud you talk and how charismatic you are and how you finagle this way or you do that or you have to take leadership courses and you have to read books. Yeah, it's good to read books to learn things. Maybe leadership is about being tuned in to yourself. Maybe Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos is that the wise man is the one who's tuned in to his lev. He's tuned into his emotions. Yitzi actually told me, you could look this up. I don't know where he got it from. He said, one great employee is better than 50 average, something like that, or like 100. Yeah. What?
In software,
okay, specifically. What does that mean? It's not, okay, Steve Jobs, what does it mean? It's not, I say this all the time. It's not about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about understanding yourself. People who are leaders, who are success, everybody here wants to be successful in something. Everybody here wants to be successful in something. You might not have figured out what that is that you want to be successful in, but I could give one humble piece of advice to everybody here. One humble piece of advice to everyone here. And that is that if you are able, if you yourself are able, each and every one of you are able to realize that leadership is not something that is about your IQ. It's about your EQ. People think the guys who are going to get ahead are the guys who are quote-unquote, everyone says this, he's smart, you're smart, everybody can't wait to tell their kid, you're smart, parenthetically, worst thing you can tell your kid. I've spoken to many people who were told they're smart. I'll tell you right now, Agav, parenthetically, why it's not good, because either way, anyone who is told they're smart, either way, you're messed up. Why? Because if you got it right, then you're supposed to get it right. And if you got it wrong, then you're dumber than you thought because you're supposed to be smart. Now, you could tell your kid, wow, you worked hard figuring that out. You used your brain. But why is everybody can't wait to tell their kid, oh, you're such an artist. Also, you don't tell your kid he's an artist. He's not an artist because he put blue, you know, drew blue on his, you know, painted on the wall. Oh, what an artist. An artist. Now I got to be an artist. Now I got to be top of the class. Don't worry about being top of the class. You guys, you finished school already. School's over. You finished elementary school, whether you did well, you didn't do well. And know what's funny? How come the guys who don't do well in school, and I could say this to everybody here because everybody's already done school. If I went to a 10th grade elementary school and said the guys who actually succeed in life are the guys who drop out of school, I don't know if that would be a smart thing to say. But it could be. It could be. There's a reason. I think Mark Twain has a good, if someone, I can't chat GPT anymore. Mark Twain, something like education got in the way. Someone chat GPT that quickly. Great quote from Mark Twain. I don't know why I forgot it. Don't let your education get in the way. Let's see who's quick on that. I think it's Mark Twain. No, you're not going to get it. Too much pressure. Right, I put too much pressure. Yeah, what does it say? It's a great quote. Yeah, go. What is it? What is it? I never
let my schooling interfere with my education.
I never let my
schooling interfere with my education.
How ironic. I don't let my schooling interfere with my education. Why is that so great? Because the irony is, and by the way, this goes for the big tzaddikim also. This goes for the big tzaddikim, as I've said many times, I love saying this. Systems are there for us. Any system is there to serve me. No one is here to serve any system. The system is there for you. The therapist is there for you. Your Rebbeim are there for you. People are there for you to help you. Maybe the people who drop out or can't make it in school is because their EQ is higher than their IQ. Anyone who doesn't know the difference between EQ and IQ is one is your brain and one is your heart. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. Maybe when everyone's running after the cash, maybe the guy who's tuned into his emotions is going to be running after the most amazing relationship with his wife. Maybe he's going to run after the most amazing relationship with his children. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have money. Like we said last night before we started learning the Ramchal about not having the Taivas Mammon, I give everybody here a bracha that you'll all have enough money. I see I'm scared to even say a lot of money. You don't need enough money to afford and to buy whatever you need, and you won't have to worry about money.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, beautiful. Now that we got that out of the way, I hope and pray for all of you that you'll have the most incredible relationship with your wife, with your children, amen, with yourself.
Amen.
And you know why there's no amen with that? What? It's not going to happen, that's why. Sorry. You got to make it happen. Whether you're going to get money, whether you're going to get money, or whether the things out there, everyone's running, guys. Everyone's running. It happened in this week's parsha. Everybody's running after money. It didn't start in five towns. It didn't start in Lakewood. I didn't mean to. Was that too sharp? It didn't start in Muncie. That's why I added Lakewood, Muncie. It didn't start in America. We'll have to delete that part. It didn't start. Running after money is not a new thing. It's not a new thing. Running back to you. Thank you, Bensi. Woo! Running after money, having a big house, having a big car, having a Tesla. I remember in the old, upstairs, I remember Yaakov Mack. I don't know if you guys know Yaakov Mack. I remember Yaakov Mack telling me, there's a thing, Tesla. I said, Tesla, what's a Tesla? What's a Tesla? Okay, everybody and his uncle has a Tesla. Look at Tesla. Everyone's got this. Everyone's got that. Everyone's running. And God bless everybody to have money. That's not the point. Please, I hope I'm not giving over a message. It's not about not having money. It's about being Chacham Lev. The EQ guy. Moshe Rabbeinu. And know what the irony is? Moshe Rabbeinu ends up being financially wealthy also. That's the joke also. Hashem should help us all. We didn't do a Hilchos Lashon Hara. Zev, quickly, let's do a Hilchos Lashon Hara. Somebody, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Hilchos Lashon Hara. Here we go. What is the halacha when someone tells you a story and they throw in Lashon Hara incidentally? You might think that you're allowed to believe it. Right, because he threw in the Lashon Hara incidentally. Chafetz Chaim says, no, you're not allowed to believe the Lashon Hara, even if it was said incidentally. Now, people have a question about this. How do I not believe Lashon Hara? Someone just told me something. So you have to daven for that. You really have to daven for that. You have to daven and ask Hashem to help you not to believe it. I told this to you yesterday. I think I said this, or did I say this in Shir last night? Someone told me something that was very hard for them to hear, that someone told them Lashon Hara. So they're like, oh my gosh, how do I deal with the fact that this person is ba 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 ba? Because this person just told me that this guy is ba 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 ba. I said, I had a little empathy to him first. And then I said, you're not allowed to believe it. You're not allowed to believe it. You can't believe it. No, tell the guy. You can tell the guy who told it to you, it's Lashon Hara. Sure. Hashem should help us all light up tomorrow with today. Thank you, everyone.